from KQED.
The Federal Housing and Urban Development Agency requires what's called a point-in-time count to determine what to spend where on services for the homeless. This year, there's a special focus on youth, as Alice Daniel reports from Fresno.
Joe Martinez stands in a commercial district of Fresno, clipboard in hand, ready to count any 18 to 24-year-olds who look like they might be homeless. He spots two kids near a dumpster behind a bakery.
So I'm marking off busy street. I'm saying youth 18 to 24 for both of them. Okay, one was a male, one is a female.
He keeps a tally on a form that lists various ways of identifying homeless kids.
Basically, they want to know, well, how do I know they're homeless? Is it because there's an abandoned vehicle, self-identified, begging with homeless sign, cardboard house, dirty clothing is what I'm marking off?
Martinez is an outreach coordinator for a homeless youth sanctuary in Fresno. In the past few years, he's seen an increase in homeless kids and believes it has to do with the bad economy and fractured families. He says the federal government wants a sample count of homeless youth this year because no one knows just how many there are.
They're most likely to be staying in a place not fit for human habitation. They're sleeping in a park. They're sleeping in an abandoned building. They're sleeping in a vehicle.
Martinez walks along the sidewalk with three other volunteers. Behind some businesses, they meet two kids in their early 20s sitting against a brick wall. An offer of snacks elicits enthusiasm.
Goody, gumdrops, thank you.
What about a granola bar? We got a granola bar.
Those are good.
The pair are in tattered and dirty clothing, their long fingernails packed with dirt. They tell the volunteers their names are Serena and Kirk, and they agree to answer some survey questions.
Have you ever been taken to the hospital against your will?
No.
Drugs?
Kirk, have you ever been the victim of a violent attack?
No, thank goodness.
Their few belongings, a sleeping bag, some clothing, and a sickly dog that has adopted them, are nearby. They say they sleep behind businesses or squat in abandoned houses.
Have you guys stayed in the shelter?
Zero times.
Zero?
That doesn't sound like fun.
No?
Martinez asked Kirk if he's ever abused alcohol or drugs.
I've drank away my sorrows from time to time.
Okay.
They say they work in a nearby national park and were planning to travel widely, but then they got in trouble for having pot in their car. They lost their jobs, and the car broke down.
And now we're on the streets. But we were sleeping in our car, and that was cool.
Serena and Kirk don't consider themselves homeless. They're just travelers encountering a bout of bad luck. Stories like this are not uncommon, says Peggy Sung, who volunteers at the Homeless Youth Sanctuary.
For our notes, it is homeless if you don't have a roof over your head that night.
For some of the younger volunteers, the youth homeless count was a bit jarring. Karen Jimenez is a college student.
It makes me think that, you know, I should actually pay a little bit more attention to my surroundings and people who need help because, you know, they didn't all want to be where they're at, and they actually have, like, the same goals that I want to do because I want to travel as well, you know?
At one point, the volunteers try to engage a group of homeless kids standing around in a vacant lot.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
No, we don't like interviews.
The kids don't want to be interviewed, and Joe Martinez is not surprised. Someone in the group is probably scared to speak up.
This person doesn't trust anyone who represents authority or maybe any kind of government agency.
Before the team leaves the area, two volunteers go back to where Kirk was sitting to give him a pair of clean socks. But they're too late.
How did that go, Fonzo?
Oh, they were gone already.
They left.
This year, the teams counted 130 homeless youth in Fresno. But Martinez says there are probably hundreds more young people on the streets that they didn't find. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.